Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Bob Knight, who is a veteran journalist, and he writes a syndicated column every week, including one that often appears in the Washington Times. And you can find his stuff at theacru.org, not to be confused with the ACLU. Bob, welcome to the program.
Please don't. Jerry, and thank you for making that distinction. It's very important.
Sure. Okay, you've been all over the map. I mean, just real short background. You used to work at the L.A. Times. At one point, you even worked for Coral Ridge Ministries, which is now called D. James Kennedy Ministries. You also worked for the Media Research Center. And in a very real sense, it was almost like this piece could just as well have been written by the MRC. In fact, you use a lot of their research. Tell us what the mainstream media is ignoring that is so critical for us as Americans to know before this all critical election.
Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's video sting outfit, did a spectacular sting late October. And the sting was of two Democratic Party operatives discussing how to commit massive voter fraud and also how to break up Donald Trump rallies by instigating violence. Both men lost their jobs after these videos came out. But to me, the most interesting thing is the mainstream media, for the most part, ignored the story completely. Even though one of the operatives had visited the White House more than 300 times since 2009, and had met more than 40 times with President Obama present. This should be a major story.
Yes.
And yet, as the Media Research Center analyzed with a search, very few outlets picked it up. And, you know, Jerry, I've not seen such media bias ever. In all my years of either being in the media myself, such as at the LA Times, or being on the other side of a microphone or notepad from a reporter, I've never seen such a cover-up, such constant refrain of directing people away from real news and to fake news to make a point, to push one candidate over another. The media are obviously trying to elect Hillary Clinton. And they're ignoring anything that casts her or the Democratic Party in a bad light. And they are concentrating on Donald Trump's foibles and making that the only story.
Are there situations, I mean, it seems like from what I've seen in one or two of the videos from Project Veritas, where they've actually taken homeless people sometimes and then given them a shave and put them in a hotel, give them some food or whatever and maybe some money, and then they try to have them instigate fights at some of the Trump rallies?
One of the guys on camera, Scott Fogel, boasts that they use mentally ill people. Mm. They deliberately pick them out and use them to get into fights at Trump rallies. They also
Can I stop you right there? Think about that in terms of sensitivity. You know, we're often told about how, you know, we need to be sensitive. Oh, there are commercials against Donald Trump because he is allegedly making fun of a reporter with some handicaps. And if that's true, that's not worthy. It's not good that Donald Trump did that, if that's what that is. But, you know, using mentally ill people for illegal purposes in the first place is just, it's over the top, you'd think.
I think it's over the top. And he also boasted about sending women into Trump rallies and trying to get them to provoke violence so they could show Trump people beating up women. It's part of their war against women motif. That they're trying to push. The war on women, that's the Democratic Party mantra.
Yeah.
But they're staging all this. And you see the mainstream media blaming Trump and his supporters for any violence at the rallies. And these guys are telling you on camera how they did it, how they tried to do it in the lines outside the Trump rallies. They tried to do it inside. They didn't just try, they did it. And I think the most amazing thing, Jerry, is with comments following my article on the Washington Times website, liberals have chimed in saying, well, these videos don't mean anything because they were edited. And as a video maker yourself, Jerry, you know that nobody dumps 5 or 6 hours of unedited video on anyone. NBC News wouldn't do it. 60 Minutes wouldn't
nobody
do
does.
It.
Nobody does.
No, you have to edit so you get to the newsworthy portion. This is what every news outfit does. And then you look at the what is on camera and you say, well, this can't be put in any other context that is less incriminating. It speaks for itself. It's very similar to those Planned Parenthood videos mm-hmm. where they were caught on camera selling baby body parts. Mm-hmm. There's no context to put that in.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it's so true. We are so ill-served by the mainstream media today. I mean, and this election, I think, is a great example of that.
It's the worst I've ever seen. And you know, I was amazed recently when all these WikiLeaks kept coming out with incredible scandals
yeah.
involving Hillary Clinton's staff, and several staffers have now pleaded the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. The FBI was sidelined in the investigation, and one of the major stories was that a Clinton operative, the governor of my state, Virginia, that would be Terry McAuliffe, donated something like $700,000 to the wife of the guy at the FBI who was one of the main people in charge of the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email server scandal. A major conflict of interest.
Wow.
And yet that's hardly reported. The Wall Street Journal had it, but you don't see it anywhere else.
Wow. One of the lines in your article, I think, in some ways says it all as far as the mainstream media. Nope, there's nothing to see here, folks.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know, we often complain about media bias, but more often than not, it's by omission. It's by what they don't tell the people.
Yeah.
They leave out real news, and they include only what advances the Democratic and progressive agendas, which are one and the same.
So you would think if a person were to just watch the mainstream media, they would think that Donald Trump is a sleazy womanizer and that Hillary Clinton is, you know, she maybe had some problems in the past, but she's sorry and she's moving on. Like, you know, with her lost emails or whatever.
Oh, it seemed like a minor scandal. It's just, you know, she made a mistake, and that's all. And then she lied about it. Oh, well, that's all. And then she lied again about it. I mean, over and over, this is well documented. She claimed no classified material were on the emails. Then she admitted, well, there was, but I didn't know it was classified at the time. And, of course, she knew. She was Secretary of State. So she's either broken the law or she's incompetent, one or the other. But the media never revisit it. They say, well, that's old news. We're moving on. Meanwhile, we're treated to a constant menu of scandals involving Donald Trump that really amount to just commentaries on behavior. They don't look at policies. They don't look at what he said he'll do for the country. And with Hillary Clinton, it's she's Teflon. Anything she does just gets quickly swept under the carpet. But I'll tell you, Jerry, I've never seen it this bad. And to top it off, on Sunday, October 23rd, I opened up the Washington Post, which I have to read for what I do, and in the Outlook section, there was a whole page devoted to how fascist is Donald Trump. With little pictures of Trump dressed like Mussolini, the dictator of fascist Italy during World War II. Hmm. And then these are the same folks that will chide the Republicans for having a, rude and nasty temperament and not playing fair and not being nice. But they do this stuff all the time.
I'm curious about one thing related to the WikiLeaks emails. And by the way, some of those have made it out to some of the news outlets. Not as widely as it should, but anyway. Are those this one and the same as the emails that were related to Hillary using this hidden server or server out of her own home? Or is it just additional emails?
Now, that's a good question. Where did the first emails come from that indicated that she'd use the server? I'm not so sure that was WikiLeaks. I think the WikiLeaks have since added to the list of of things that Hillary Clinton and her aides have said and done that some people find actionable.
Yeah. All right. Now, I understand that some of the Project Veritas videos, and there have been about three or four so far, that there are specific concrete examples that they give where laws that were developed at the time of Watergate, or actually, you know, in the aftermath of Watergate, some of those laws have been violated. And even if Hillary became president, heaven forbid, you know, maybe there's going to be some sort of legal action. I mean, maybe she'll have to be like Nixon and have to resign before she even, you know, serves her term.
You know, I doubt that's going to happen, Jerry, because she would control the Justice Department. And I think that they've shown that they can operate the Justice Department under President Obama as a partisan battering ram against their critics and circle the wagons when one of their own is being threatened. So I don't know who would actually do the legal heavy lifting to bring Hillary Clinton to justice if they determined she had broken the law. And as far as breaking the law, those videos you referenced, you know, the guys are sitting there talking about how to commit vote fraud, how to pick people in private cars instead of buses because that would tip off the authorities to the vote fraud scheme, coming in from different out of state into Wisconsin, from Michigan and Indiana to try to alter the election. In this case, it was the recall election of Governor Scott Walker. And the inciting violence at Trump rallies. You know, incitement to violence is not protected speech or activity. That's criminal behavior.
Yeah.
The FBI ought to be investigating these things, but how many people now have faith in the FBI anymore?
Yeah. That's
they voted the Servergate scandal. They covered up. They allowed evidence to be destroyed. They gave immunity to people who could have testified and given evidence. They assured them laptops on which crucial evidence could be found would be destroyed and not given to any grand jury. I've never seen anything like this, Jerry, as far as a miscarriage of justice.
No, and it's really not worthy of the United States of America. It's not. It's like a banana republic. It's almost like the unraveling of the republic if it continues like this, you know, without justice being done. You know, going back to the violence incited by some of these groups paid for, is there any link between, does the James O'Keefe video show any link between Hillary's campaign and such violence? And by the way, in one case, at least in Chicago, a Trump rally had to be canceled because of violence. So, which means, I mean, again, that's like a third world country, not America. Pardon me?
At least two rallies were canceled because of violence.
Wow, that's so, just so bad.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, here's the linkage. This guy named Fovell was working with Americans United for Change, a Democratic advocacy group, and he said on camera this: I answer to the head of special events for the DNC, that's the Democratic National Committee, and the head of special events and political for the campaign, meaning the Hillary Clinton campaign. The campaign pays the DNC. DNC pays Democracy Partners. Democracy Partners pays the Fovell Group. Fovell Group goes and executes the expletive on the ground. And in my column, I say, and what is the expletive on the ground? Well, it's deploying mentally ill and homeless people, union members, and women to incite violence at Trump rallies.
Wow.
So, you know, you don't have to go too far to connect the dots here.
Yeah.
And yet this is not news, the media tell us.
Wow. This is just, these are incredible times.
It's mild to me.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, too, that the internet is kind of like the shining light, and yet here the liberals want to even take away the internet, if you will, potentially.
Well, that's true. The Obama FCC has asserted authority over the internet and come out with net neutrality guidelines in absence of any power granted to them by Congress under the law. Under the Telecommunications Act, they could govern radio and TV, broadcasting.
Yeah.
But they have no authority over the internet, and yet they just seized it.
Yeah.
So they just say, we want to do it, so we're going to do it.
Wow.
This is lawlessness at the highest level.
That is so true. And on that point, we'll end. Bob Knight, thanks so much for being with us, theacru.org. It seems to me with this election, we have the choice between ill-mannered or illegal. Thank you, Bob. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, bye-bye.